is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, November 19th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Mind you, Aaron and I had agreed to talk about a specific conversation today. I didn't write it down because I say Aaron has it. She's going to just have it for me and then I'll discuss it. And we go in detail because she writes notes. You need to see the copious notes and pages of research that she has. You know, she didn't put it down anyplace. And I said, no, Erin, I want to talk about that. But she's looking through it. Okay. In the meantime, you find it? No way.
Well, I think these are the stories I can let you
reason.
See if you remember, if this is it. One was central bank fights off new cyber attack.
No.
Listen, one central bank don't have beige computers, we'll be fine, you know.
No, they don't have beige computers anymore. It's more black.
They had beige computers.
Yeah, the big
ones. ZNS had beige computers.
The ZNS still have beige computers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's
smudgy. Anyway, I think that's an important story. Cyberbank.
It wasn't that.
Insurers, time
yes.
running out
yes.
for road
yes.
traffic.
Yes, 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 yes. I wanted to discuss that. The insurers and say, man, they don't know what the government talking about with this new rule. So that impacts right. me. Let me stop the story because I have one or two things.
Just another headline comes. Deep concern over Haiti's transitional governance
I'll talk about that too.
Process. And then I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Congratulations to Shah Hansen. Charlene Hansen is the founder and director of Boost Academy. And she was recognized as a hidden hero for Character Day this year, along with Luby George.
Okay.
Listen, Kendia Brown, who is 13, a ninth grade student at L.N. Coakley High School in Exuma.
She was recognized also?
Yeah, she was recognized as a hidden hero.
Okay.
And Paul Jama Smith, a nine-year-old sixth grade student at Clara E. Evans Primary School in North Andres.
So we know how to pause, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm familiar with the principal at Boost Academy.
Yeah.
She married, what is my Phoenix.
Jay Phoenix. Influencer, media pioneer
yes.
in terms of podcasts and branching out into new forms of media.
So I'm familiar with her school, a big thing she's doing there. I know she's Canadian, she came here married and doing well. I mean, she's like a prominent person in terms of education. So I understand she gets recognized. I know Luby George is a trailblazer inside his community as an entrepreneur, as an advocate speaking right out. So I assume I can understand him being recognized. But now we have two young people.
Yeah.
Right? So what is this character award thing?
So Character Day is a product of the PACE Foundation and the Character Day Bahamas Hidden Hero campaign is hosted to underscore the importance of forming young people and communities with positive self-worth. Right? So they highlight examples, models of people in society for young people to see and hopefully emulate.
So now my question is, what a 9-year-old and what a 15-year-old did
so
to get this recognition?
Kendia Brown, the 13-year-old ninth grader at L.N. Coakley High School in Exuma, was recognized as a peace ambassador and is involved with service. She was described as someone who assists and uplifts others, embodies exceptional leadership and selflessness. Paul Jama is said to exemplify kindness, humility, and courage. And that's a 9-year-old, right? Mm. He founded the I Am Royal Foundation 2 years ago to promote safety, love, and inclusion. He serves lunch to his peers and raises awareness about the dangers of drugs.
What a resume.
His nominator was impressed with his kindness, humility, and role as a champion of peace.
Good for him.
And then there were educators. I just read the list quickly. Latara Archer, Lakeisha Cox, Charlene Hansen, Lisa Hutchinson, Eleanor Archer-Dean, Roshana Curry, Luby George, Sharon McKenzie, Lisa Gardner, Rashida Roll, and then, of course, Kendia Brown at 13 and Pajama Smith at 9.
Well, congratulations to all of them.
Yeah.
I like to also recognize, I'm going to start my topic, man.
I'd like to
also recognize Life of Key School. I say, why Life of Key School? They are the only school. I'm going to say it now because I want to reiterate the point of only. The only school in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that has cultural norms, or cultural significant activities, which turns to our culture, as part of their curriculum teaching. And I'm going to say that. They're the only school that has Junkanoo as a class, not art class. And they say, oh, we're going to do some Junkanoo today. Junkanoo is a subject as a part of their curriculum. Only school.
See why we're going to take Junkanoo back?
Yeah, someone's going to take Junkanoo back.
I'm just saying why I levy the critique that I levy. Who declare themselves stakeholders. Some of them declare themselves owners of Junkanoo, right? What is your stewardship?
Okay.
If the only school,
the only school
offers as a part of its curricular Junkanoo is Lifewood's School.
An elite school.
And this is not an indictment on life.
No, man, we celebrate. I'm celebrating.
I'm happy. I said, look at the extent to which people want to ensure that the students, their children, understand the culture that they are in.
Yes. Hands-on, touching, immersed in it.
And we don't think it's important.
History of it.
We don't even think it's important for the young people we expect to join the Junkanoo groups. I want to say shout out to the Immortals, who has maintained its B group status so that it can create a learning space so they could teach young people to matriculate them into the A groups.
Yes, I wish one of the commend Life of Key School for that. And of course, they have their teaching their parents, the teachers, all of them involved inside this. As I said, it's a part of their curriculum, not a part of something they do after school. This is an in-school subject that
and
they do.
The parents need to understand why the kids need what they need, why the kids need the resources, the money, because they understand what it takes to create a Junkanoo group.
And also, Life of Key is the only school that has sailing.
Bathrooms in the shack?
But they have bathrooms in the shack too. But sailing. I remember sailing is a national sport. Mm-hmm. They're the only school in the Bahamas that has sailing as a part of their curriculum, not a subject you take after school, you know.
Right, not an extracurricular activity.
They, as a little activity, they can choose sailing, and they take that up for the entire term, how to build a boat, how to sail the boat, how to go in the water. And that is something to commend, especially when it had to deal with Bahamian culture, what I call Bahamiana.
Yeah.
You know, that is something I want to give a shout out to that school.
As we go to the caller, let's just say thanks to all of the individuals and entities who make it possible for government school students and, I guess, lower-income students to participate in extracurricular sailing activities through the National Sailing School and other various programs.
Yes.
So say thank you very much.
Very much, and I appreciate that. Now we're going to go to my subject. I'm going to go to the caller first.
Yeah, yeah.
But some conversation today is about this insurance.
Yeah.
My insurance up December. And I want to know if I can insure my car. Because my license ain't up till March. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I can drive until March. And I want to know if March come, if they can say my insurance up. And I got to go and do a next insurance. So that's what I'm talking about. But let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM or CA Nuri. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
And good morning, Aaron Gutt.
Morning.
Listen, Mr. Leary, you were saying the Lifewood Key School is the only one that offers. But Aaron answered said what I was going to say, that the government schools do offer it.
No. Make it available. They don't offer it as a curriculum.
They don't offer it as a curriculum. Because I know it was offered to my kids when they was there, and they choose to do it. So they were picked up on every, I think it's twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, taken to the yacht club where they learn how to sail from junior school straight up.
Oh, you mean the sailing part?
I have three kids in it.
So they do it during class or after school?
They usually go from like 2 p.m.
Okay.
From 2 p.m. to 3.
Okay. That's part of the curriculum, I guess, if it's 2 to
3. Yes. Now, I don't know if the program still goes, because my kids are now out of school, so I don't know if the program is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
but there was CV Battle and H.O. Nash. These are the schools that I know, the kids, because I traveled with them as a chaperone of once or twice when they went Freeport in competitions.
Yes, yes.
Yes, a lot, yes. So I can say that it was offered into the government schools. Now, if they're still doing it, because it was a government-sponsored program, because sailing is a very expensive hobby.
Yes.
But I don't know, like I say, you could perhaps probably have to look into it to see if the school still offers it. But I no longer know if they still do it.
I know they have it as an extracurricular activity where you can do it after school on Saturdays and then have one on like on a Thursday.
No. Because this from a while back, I think was Minister for Agriculture, Hingham then. Mm-hmm. And it was offered from back then. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And they go from 2 o'clock until 3.
I appreciate
that. They had a school bus that used to go as to pick them up from the school, mm-hmm. take them to the yacht club, and bring them back to the school.
Good. Thank you very much. And a big shout-out to the Bahamas Yacht Club. What is it, Nassau Yacht Club or Bahamas Yacht Club? It's two of them.
It's the I think it's the Sailing Club and then the Nassau Yacht Club, right?
It's one before you reach Montague and then one after you reach Montague. I'm not sure the difference.
I know it's the Simonette one is on the eastern side.
Eastern side.
Yeah.
Near the Eastern Road.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Okay. I want to talk about insurance. I want you to read, I mind you, I get entertain everything else, right? But I really want to talk to insurers because even the insurers does not understand, or seemingly does not understand what the government is intending. And if they don't understand, you can't expect me to understand. And I know from the advert by the police saying that if your insurance is not the same, my interpretation is not the same date as your license, there's going to be an issue. And I have my insurance a different plan. Mm-hmm. I pay my insurance first and I'm able to drive on the road. And when my license comes up, I pay that next. So I'm wondering, though, because I'm going to be paying my insurance in December, will it still be valid come March when my license is up? That's what I want to talk about. And then we can talk about everything. Just read that article if you can, please. Thanks.
Absolutely. Okay. No, absolutely. So we're going to read from the article, Insurers, Time Running Out for Road Traffic Act Clarity, from the Nassau Tribune, November 14th, 2024. Bahamian insurers yesterday warned they and the government are rapidly running out of time to resolve the, quote, confusion, close quotes, and uncertainty surrounding implementation of the new Road Traffic Act reforms. Industry executives told Tribune Business there are, quote, some administrative headaches over how the legislative changes passed by Parliament earlier this year will be enacted in practice. They asserted that these issues must be addressed before the amendments take effect on January 1st, 2025, a deadline that is just 6 to 7 weeks away, full stop. So are they telling me that on January 1st, 2025, I should expect that a police officer may stop me and ask me to see both my license and my insurance documents? And if my insurance does not align with the month, right, the purchase and expiry, the initiation and expiry of the yearly policy doesn't align with the month that the car was licensed in, I'll get a ticket?
See, that's where my concern is, because my car is licensed for March.
You see, because I would expect that there would be a period of transition, right, that over the next year, you allow people to align their month, the license month, everything's aligned with the birth month, right? Because like you say, if I insured my car in October.
Okay.
And, if I license my, when you say you license your car.
My car is licensed for March.
Right. And your insurance expires.
December. Yeah, this December now.
Right.
So I need to get my insurance.
So renew the policy for the entire next year. So will people be able to pay the gap, right? Because I'm not going to pay a full year's insurance in December, and then in March you tell me I need to pay a full year's insurance to align
with
the birth dates. That's one thing. Secondarily, why is there not a transition period to allow people time to align with the birth dates? Third is the next thing.
See, I just want to know what comes March. What do
which,
I do?
Which agencies have the capacity? Which agencies have the capacity to align this information?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, so there's a critique on there's a critique about what is required of me, the citizen, right?
Okay.
Do I have the capacity to come up with the finances necessary to both license and insure a or multiple vehicles in one cycle, in 1 month, right? If I am the breadwinner, I'm the husband, all the cars in my name, the three cars, mm-hmm. one is the wife,
yeah.
one is the child, one is mine, they're all licensed in my name, they're all insured in my name. That's a heavy burden, right? So that's me, the driver's response. Does the state have the capacity, A, to transition to a new system, and B, to maintain the new, keep up to pace, right, with the new system? Will they be able to parse this information in a quick enough time for people to be able to do what they regularly do? Am I going to be encumbered by your inability to manage the system and policy that you have just implemented, which is what we are finding constantly as citizens in this country?
Let me put the scenario, and this is what happened to me, Aaron. I bought the car in March,
mm-hmm.
so I needed it to be licensed and insured.
Right away.
Right? I transferred my insurance to the new car.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance is in December, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I now have that insurance transferred, but I need to license it now. My license starts in March. And now they're suggesting that my license and my insurance be in December. So how do I reconcile both when I need the car for March?
Right, and not just how do I do it, there needs to be a standard that, right, a standard that's applied across the board. Not just, well, these insurance companies do it this way, these insurance companies do it another way. There should be a standard method, right? There should be a transition period. And this thing we talk about, public notice. Don't send me no public notice on Facebook or TikTok about what I'm supposed to do to ensure that my car is properly licensed and insured, right? You, all these billboards, put the information up on billboards, run the information on the ZNS community channel, on the community announcements, right? Give ministries actual websites and post the information on a single website. So that it's not just road traffic website. Every single ministry website should have a link to the new procedures for licensing and insuring cars. I see you got a call there, sir, and you got some text.
Let's go to the caller there. Producer Patrick, call for me, please. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me?
Hey, okay. My car, right? I bought it in March, and my appointment December.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was one of them. I license my car for the whole year. So when I go on to them, and because I used to pay in insurance in December, they say no, you could wait till March to pay insurance. But when I go, like I say, I pay for the whole year instead of paying for 3 months and this and that. Because see, if you pay the insurance for only 3 months or whatever, the insurance only could to tell you come back, and when, if you don't go back and you get an accident or something, then you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so
you can't drive the road things, without insurance, though.
You're not supposed to drive the road
you have
without
to be,
insurance.
You have to consider it. I know time going by, you have to have your car insured up to 6 months. I thought they'd bring that back. I know if they did.
Mm. No, and see, as I think one of the big issues is the government refuses to acknowledge there's an issue, and then provide the resources, whatever they are, the space, the technical resources, to ensure that it is resolved. Ain't nobody supposed to be getting 3 months' worth of insurance, and ain't nobody supposed to be getting 6 months' worth of insurance at a time. The real issue is insurance affordable? Who can afford to drive a car? Who cannot afford to drive a car? And what are the right? What's this, your option in the alternative?
So you want to say everybody who insured a car should insure the car for the full year? That what you're saying?
I mean, that's what it is. I just want
that's
you
what
no
it
no
be.
No. That's what, no, what it is. That's what common sense is. No, that's what common sense is, and that's what the industry itself suggests. Right?
Yeah,
your policy should be a year.
Once that person get on the road, they ain't checking for the insurance, and then when something happens, that's a problem. So I think they need to make sure everybody do the insurance at least 6-7 months, and owners have to go out, get back to the insurance.
A year. The question is...
I agree.
Hold on. The question is, if insurance is unaffordable or unattainable, right? Then why do we have this heavy reliance on vehicles, and why are we pushing the vehicles, right? See, there's a disconnect. You have a government that is, what they say, automotive carbon-based tax regime. See, they need that tax money. They desperate for it. So it's unreasonable to think that somebody or some entity in that frame of mind would consider that this is a problem. They can't even see it as a problem. But it's that...
I get what you're saying. But you know how you're saying it? I never thought of it like that, you know. The government just want to make their money off the license. Don't worry about it on the road. That's what it's all like.
Because are the police enforcing? There is a simple solution. Nope. Right? There's a simple solution. The police are on the road every day conducting basic traffic enforcement exercises. And that is, if I see you run a stop sign, I stop you and I ask you for your documents. And what do
Aaron, let me say one more thing before I go.
Yeah.
Why is it that they don't have, I mean, they could come up with a remedy, but they could tell who cars insured or something, because these are the things they got on their...
Hold on, you remember...
Don't know what's happening.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Cecil, you remember when we got the new plates?
Yes.
And there had to be a barcode on the plate?
Yes.
And we were told digital system where police vehicles...
Can read it.
Could read the barcode on your plate and get all of the information attached to your car.
That still works.
No, it doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work? They scan the
decal. How many computers do they have in the car?
They have no computer,
So how does it work?
They were their phones. I can go on my regular phone and go to the decal.
How does it work from a vehicle? If I'm the driver, I may be drinking a beer. But if I'm the passenger, I could hold my phone, right?
Okay.
How does an officer in a vehicle on patrol use his phone to capture the barcode on the license plate?
They don't.
Right. So is it working?
No. What works is if the police stops you, they tell you, they come towards your car, they can scan the decal on your windshield. And the decal gives you the name of the driver.
What's the name of the app?
They use their regular phone.
So they use their personal phone?
Personal phone.
To capture this police information?
Well, it's not police information.
It's information captured in the conduct of police business. Why is it being captured on private phones? See, that's like when the police officers stop
me. I see where you're going.
Take my license and then walk across around the corner out of view on his cell phone having a conversation with somebody while looking at my license. And so when I said to the supervising officer who came on the scene, why didn't he use his radio to contact the office so I would be certain that he was sharing my information with police officers in the conduct of police business.
Mm.
See, it's not a big deal to much people, right? But now that I know it's 2024 and my stalking matter has never been resolved, right, it's important to me. Why would police officers be empowered to capture data on their private phones?
And that's something that we need to bring up again and invite one of those we call it mobile police office type thing. Did you finish the article?
Oh, no, it is about...
Let's finish reading the article.
Here we go. We're reading from the article, Insurers, Time Running Out for Road Traffic Act Clarity, Nassau Tribune, November 14th, 2024, describing some of the reforms as, quote, a heavy burden, close quotes, as they effectively make Bahamian property and casualty insurers responsible for policing uninsured drivers. They explained that among the unresolved issues is how to align clients with the Act's new requirement that they renew coverage during their birth month. This, from the government's perspective, is designed to ensure insurance policy renewals occur in the same month as persons license their vehicle. This will act as another check by, in theory, forcing all drivers to ensure they have coverage, otherwise their autos will not be licensed by the Road Traffic Department. However, at present, auto insurance policies are, quote, all over the place, close quotes, when it comes to being aligned with a driver's birth month. And while some clients may only require a 2-3 month extension to take coverage to the relevant month, insurance executives yesterday said this would potentially breach the Road Traffic Amendment Act 2024's stipulation that policies must remain in force for a minimum 6 months. This was identified as just one of the issues that needs to be resolved in the government's bid to crack down on the estimated 30 to 40 or possess inadequate auto insurance coverage, with the Bahamas police force asserting that 50% of all traffic accidents involved uninsured vehicles. See, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You create a system that requires my licensing and insurance to align with my birth month.
Yes.
My birth month occurs how many times a year?
Only once.
So why is it that the same amendment, we presume, enables payment to 6 months or more?
Mm-hmm.
Your own act doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Now, if I bought a car in October, right? I bought in December, right? And they're saying that it has to be my birth month. Everything is being registered now. You're trying to say I have to, all insurance has to be at least 6 months. You're trying to say I cannot license my car from October, November, December, the 3 months? Because it's the minimum of 6 months?
This is what the insurance executives are pointing out, right? This is one of the issues that they say needs clarity urgently, because they need to reform, adapt, and revise their systems. Not only that, like I said, I'm going to suggest one more time, you need a singular position. There's a singular procedure. There's one way we're going to do this. This is the procedure here. If you're 1 month off, if you're 2 months off, if you're 3 months off, if you're 4 months off, if you're 5 months off, and you detail what is supposed to be done in each instance.
Scenario.
Yeah, in each scenario.
This is getting to sound like turn left on the red. It's getting to sound very much like that, where we still ambiguous now. And
where no, we're not ambiguous.
What you mean?
The law says clearly in the July 27th, 2019 amendment that the then minister announced, Renwood Wells, that you can only is a sign indicating that you can do so.
Now, the whole Bahamas turning left on red now. Everywhere. Sometimes even turning right.
If the Royal Bahamas Police Force refuses to do so,
they turn left too.
The Ministry of Energy and Transport must make a public statement, correct the misinformation, and then address specifically the statement by the then superintendent in charge of road traffic when he said, yeah, now that we are aware of the law, we're not enforcing it. All of these things have to be addressed, as well as we don't know the name of the person who was driving the judge belonging to a senior, I'm sorry, driving the vehicle belonging to a senior judge that was involved in a collision that resulted in a fatality on September the 9th? Yeah. Anyway, the point is, like the executives say, clarity is desperately needed.
We have a caller here. Let me engage this caller, see if they see the frustration. They see that there's a conflict. They see that the government needs to explain this thing now, because it ensures them saying, no, this don't make no sense right now.
And then I will read another excerpt.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hey, CA.
How you doing, man?
Good morning. Good. Miss Green.
Good day, sir.
Wonderful. Listen, you, Miss Green, you basically said it, you know. See, the insurance is the kicker here. You must insure your vehicle for the entire year. That the insurance companies have now stopped, ceased taking part payment for 2 and 3 months, because a lot of drivers was insuring back up to finish pay off their insurances. So they have ceased that. So when you take out your insurance, now you got to pay the entire year. And if your license expires, what the government needs to do is to go online, get some stuff online, say if you see your driver's license up this month or next 2 weeks or whatever, and send it to you online. They could easily do it. Or if you got to do it manually, so you just go in and you renew your driver's license.
They could send them an SMS. They could send them a regular text message the month before. Exactly. Say, remember, you have to do these things next month.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
But something, I don't know who these fellas are who run in these ministries and stuff like that. But I know one thing. They sure know how to tax tourists who got to go back home within a week or two from their vacations and go back to work.
Oh, that's another story,
$200
eh?
To stay here. And ain't nobody know why that either.
That's
but I know why.
Story.
And they need to tell the Bahamian people the truth.
Don't wait,
$200 is geared towards people that stay here and do nefarious activities in the night, especially the Cubans and the Jamaicans. Thanks for taking my call.
That's such a broad brush. We can't allow you to paint this broad stroke. And so I just want the listening public to know that I don't think he was painting a broad stroke. I mean, he was, but then read between the lines, Bahamas. There have been Cubans and Jamaicans in the Bahamas. Please do not take offense at that commentary. He was trying to say something, but he didn't say it the right way. But he was referencing this article in today's Tribune, Hope of End to Confusion Over $200 Fee to Extend Stay.
Interesting.
I wonder if the U.S. would just let me pay like a little $500 to stay later. Okay, let's
read
to
the
text line. One text. My insurance person said once it's for 1 year, you can't always buy a car in your birth month, right? So there has to be a protocol that allows people, like, because you have an emergency and you got to buy a car, that allows people to align over a transitional period their birth, right, their insurance and their licensing. Another text, good morning. There's only one solution to this insurance license problem. Close down all insurance companies and let road traffic sell insurance. The end. Texter, come out to the Dundas open mic. I want you to tell more of these jokes there because I love them. I love them. Another text there says, since Brave says your cost of living goes up because of the choices you make, I will choose to keep my insurance renewal 3 months after my birthday because that keeps my costs down. And forget anyone who tries to add further burdens and costs to my life. Government or insurance companies. Or insurance companies. Go after the people who don't buy insurance at all and cancel their insurance. Not people like me. Why you don't go after the people who have public service licenses but continually ignore and break traffic controls, even in front of police officers? Why you don't go after them, too? Mm. And first take their public service license and then take their regular license and give them some common sense. Another text. Good day, Aaron and CA. Ask your insurance provider. I did so and was offered a full year at a prorated premium. So you're saying it costs less if you pay for it one time?
Or are you saying that you paid for a partial one and then you pay the rest of it? So I pay him for a year. So like I said, my insurance is due December.
Right.
Right. And so I'm going to be insured until March and it'll be finish pay again for March until December?
Yeah, but that okay, they said birth month in summer and insurance in fall, they prorated it. I guess for the purpose of aligning, getting you to the point where you can align the birth month, the license and the insurance with the birth month.
Mm.
Another text says, so here's what they can do. Issue the policy at whatever date the customer needs to renew. Next year, on the customer's birthday, they issue a new policy and credit it with the remaining balance on the old policy. Yeah, I think that makes sense. The customer has to pay the remaining and on the new policy. From that date, the birth date is aligned. This will still be a mess. The cleanest solution is to allow renewals up to the birth date. That is interesting. I got to parse that out some more. Texter. Let's go back to the article. Again, we are reading from the article, Insurers, Time Running Out for Road Traffic Act Clarity. The Road Traffic Act is now saying there should be no insurance policy unless it's intact for at least 6 months. But that begs the question, who's issuing 6-month policies? as that's not the done thing in the Bahamas. We don't issue any six-month policies. That's only done in certain U.S. states. Mr. Ferguson, that's Bruce Ferguson, president of Professional Insurance Consultants, said, PIC, Professional Insurance Consultants, has several clients who have already sought to renew their policies for just a few months to align with their birthday so as to get ahead of the reforms taking effect. Quote, we've had clients already coming in and chopping and changing regarding renewal dates, and they're only going to renew this to that month as that's their birthday. He added, quote, that's fair enough, but you may be jumping the gun because we don't know how this is going to work in practice. The problem is that there hasn't been a lot of dialogue and agreement between the industry and the road traffic department. Full stop. Okay, I stick a pin there. Mr. Nuri, I think we need to, I need to invite the Ministry of Finance to my fundraising meeting. After the earlier show, I've realized that I need $11 billion to turn the Bahamian economy right size, to fix it. And I have a feeling that they just need some better cookout ideas.
That's what it is?
I think they need better cookout ideas, that's all.
I'm hoping that this, there's a thing forward, like January 1st, soon come, right? I need to pay for my insurance come December, right? I don't plan to pay, license my car in December. I don't, there's no need. I have now, my car licensed in March.
Imagine that you a business, because I think, it, right, you a business, you have to renew all your licenses for your business in January. Is your car, your vehicle attached to your business, right? You're going to have to license and insure them at the same time that you have to do all the licensing for your business as well?
That's a lot of things. You think the government will give me like a prorated discount if I license my car in December also? Because you know it's not due until March. I have 3 months. So they need to give me 3 months worth of credit so I can license my car in December also. Because if they're not giving me no 3 months credit, I'm going to have to wait till March.
The government has given you change back?
I got to wait till March. I'm not rich. I have 3 months worth. I can't lose 3 months where I just find out I'm no longer middle class. You know? Something got to work.
And then what should we expect on January 1st, 2025? Where will the poll be? Right? Like, will this policy be policed equitably and equally across the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? And then what about Family Island people? You know how long it takes the mail to get from Nassau to the Family Island?
They don't even have license plates on the Family Island no more. I mean, they don't have no license plates in New Providence either. But I mean, Family Island is a different type of country.
You know when I get concerned? When I see a Family Island plate driving on the road in New Providence, and I ask myself, isn't there a policy, like if you indicate on the plate where the car was licensed, right, then shouldn't they be required to get a different plate if the car is used on a different island? You don't bring your car from the island for 2 weeks.
No.
You rent a car, you borrow your family car.
It's cheaper.
So why am I seeing cars that were licensed?
I assume they matriculated to the Bahamas to live. And they just bring their car over.
From Eleuthera? To New Providence.
If they're going to live here.
Yeah, but shouldn't you then have to get a new license plate that says this car is licensed in New Providence?
All cars are able to drive all over the Bahamas, man. I can take my Nassau car to Cat Island.
So why the car, why my car license in Eleuthera have Eleuthera on it and then it all over New Providence driving? Shouldn't you be required to get a plate? I think you should be required to take a test in New Providence. Like, if you got your license on the island, you should be required to take a test in New Providence.
You think the role is different?
I think the attitudes are different.
The Family Island people are more sensible.
I believe that deep in my heart, you know, but the proliferation of traffic fatalities over the last 3 years suggests that something's shifting.
Let's go to this next caller. Go ahead, colleague Harris.
Hey, yes, good morning. Aaron, with the license plate change.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that I don't think that needs to be, you know, because when you travel to the U.S., okay, I mean, you can see cars from all types of states down in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, and Orlando, but their place are New York plates.
But if you move to that state,
change a plate.
if you move to that state, like you become a resident of that state, you gotta change your plate.
No, yeah, when time to realize in your vehicle, yes, you change your plate then, but I don't see the need to have an immediate change, because even here in New Providence, once it's time to relicense, I think the place should be changed if the person decide that they want to permanently stay. But, you know, sometimes people come up for a few months. Some people come up for medical reasons and they want to stay for the rest of the year or whatever. Some cars come up to be fixed. You know, they all the islands don't have mechanic that can deal with certain cars, so they bring it to New Providence to be fixed. So there's a lot of reasons why you would see the cars on the road.
Let me ask you a question. If you live on an island with a car and there are no mechanics on the island to fix car, what you doing with car on the island?
I can tell you from my son experience, he lives in Eleuthera and he has a vehicle. And he said there's one mechanic there that, and the mechanic is so busy, when he says busy, he travels, is almost impossible. So I tell him, put the car on the boat and send it. Put the car on the boat, send it to Nassau, we'll get it fixed and send it back to you.
Ministry of Transport, do you see?
Thank you very much, Colin.
Clay Sweeting, the minister responsible for Family Island Affairs. Perhaps you should sit with the Ministry of Transport right away to figure out what's happening, because it appears as if a carbon tax lust has taken over the cabinet and the policymakers. And y'all can't see the forest for the smoke.
This next test says, CA, good morning. I just got a car from Japan and insured and licensed it last week, but my birthday is in April. So they have to license it again in April?
Right, and the question is, like you say, you and the other texter said, will they be like compensated? So for the time that I have left, will you just apply the money?
Or I just lose it?
Right, or do I just
lose it? No, I ain't losing nothing. Things too tough for me to just lose and give the government money. I got to get my 3 months' worth.
I think this is a clear example of how bad governance criminalizes people. Because they have to use the vehicle to be able to work to satisfy their other obligations like bills and debt, right? You have to use the vehicle because you don't have a properly functioning public transportation system, because you wouldn't police your colleagues, right? So what are people supposed to do? They have to get to work. The children have to get to school. Mm-hmm. But you have created a quagmire. You refuse to enforce on the police side. You refuse to create sensible policy on the policymaker's side.
Your car?
Not my car. Because sometimes they be squatties driving. I don't want no squatty driving my car. Squatties is drink beer while they driving. You have to tell me exactly what type of police officer going to take my car.
But it's ambiguous, right? Again, if I license my car, I mean, I pay my insurance in December, right? I have until March to license my car. Mm-hmm. The rules change on January 1st. Mm-hmm. Will they tow my car to say, but this is not matching with my insurance?
Forget that.
I want to know if they can take my car.
Where they can put all the cars? All the cars that they got to tow, where they can put them?
My customs.
And who can secure them, Mr. Newry? The high alert on security firms illegally hiring foreigners. Who can secure the cars? And who going to hold the liability if my car gets broken into or if parts are somehow removed from my car while it's in storage?
They could put that sign where they have in people parking lot. Owners are not responsible for what happens in the parking lot.
Y'all just ignore that sign. I mean, be responsible car users and don't make your vehicle a target, but ignore that sign. Ignore about I own your property.
Yeah.
And you don't hold no liability for people coming on your property to damage my places.
Should government explain to us beforehand where the car is going to be parked? Who's going to be responsible for security and maintaining my car?
Yeah, see, this is important. Yeah, this is important because somebody's going to say, Aaron, if you tell the people where they're taking the cars, then they're going to go thief their car back, or somebody's going to thief the car.
Hire one of the immigrants they have to secure the place.
Yeah, because, you know, it's another. Remember Sandy, the perfect storm? When you realize that we've had cases in the public about security officers indicating that they were coerced to sign letters waiving overtime pay, and we know that some security firms have been ignoring the Employment Act and working security guards like they're uniformed officers. And then when you know that many of these firms rely on desperate people like deportees, right, and people marginalized from mainstream economies, right, and you know all of that, don't tell me you can't tell the people where the cars are going to be towed. Ensure that you have functional security systems in place to protect the people's property. That's it. That's all. I mean, that's what people do in real countries. Mm-hmm. Could I continue reading from the article just as we close out? Oh, well, let me read these first texts first. Government must hold a town meeting with the public and businesses. No, not just one, and not a, like, don't call it a town hall meeting, because as soon as somebody comes up and says, I have a question and a comment, the government can stop listening. Another text, good morning, Aaron and CA. My birth month is April. When my insurance expired in September, I parked the car for a few weeks and then renewed in October, giving me a little over 6 months. Come April, when I license again, that should work right. No, listen.
That's a savvy.
No, I want you all to
savvy.
Hold on. I want you all to understand something. If the government has created legislation that requires you to align your insurance and your license with your birth month, then it is an anathema. It is antithetical to be allowed to offer 6 month policies, right? Like, the premise of the idea is that people need to be insured for an entire year. Mm-hmm. And if the insurance is canceled for whatever reason, there are stipulations that the insurance company must report the cancellation and the reason for cancellation within a tight, I think it's 48 hours, a window of time. Demand that your government starts creating sound and sensible policy. And then also ask them how many cookouts they think they're going to need before the end of the administration.
I concern it, Aaron.
Let me read from the...
I concern it.
We got 2 minutes?
Go ahead, man.
We're reading again from the article, Insurers, Time Running Out for Road Traffic Act Clarity, Nassau Tribune, 14th of November. An insurance industry executive speaking on condition of anonymity said they understood that the Bahamas Insurance Association, the industry body, was in talks with the relevant government agencies, such as the Ministry of Energy and Transport and Road Traffic Department, to determine how implementation of the reforms will be handled. Quote, there are some quite complex issues in administering the legislation, close quotes, they said. They're in discussions to go through all the details. It's going to create some administrative headaches that need to be addressed. The source identified the minimum 6 month coverage requirement and stipulation that policies be renewed in the person's birth month as especially challenging, given that renewal dates are currently all over the place. And da 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 da. We got that all those policies fall due at different times, the source said. It's a very interesting article. I encourage everyone to take a look at it, because it involves everybody, right? Because you may not be driving, but you may be a passenger in a collision and find that you have no protection, no coverage, no health care, because neither of the drivers involved were properly insured.
Thank you very much, Aaron. I remember this article and I said, I need to hash it out because my car needs to be licensed and insured December. And I see the concern by the insurers. I have the same type of concern. There needs to be an explanation. It needs to be some thorough questioning regarding this, because it seems like I'd be driving dirty. It seems like I could be driving dirty for half the year to get to December. Someone need to rectify it.
You know, I have a squatty.
I need a squatty. I need a personal squatty.
Be safe.
They can be street.
Get a squatty.
Squatty them is drink beer while they're on the job.
Yeah, don't drive with them. Just get one. Don't drive with them.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Have a wonderful day.